The problem with the young lad coming, the best yet of that crowd, is that generally he doesn't come at all. The weight of expectation gets to him, and by 15 he's on a downward trajectory. He gets caught up with mushrooms or engines or girls, and apart from his nightly visit to the local to sip pint glasses of my waddy and check the teletext for the dog results, he never leaves home at all anymore. There's no denying he had some talent though. A good solid rooting cornerback for the under-12s, later progressing to full-back at under-14 level, before washing up in that great abyss of Gaelic games, the wing half-back berth. Wing-backs back then, as indeed now, suffered from a crisis of identity. Should I stay or should I go? Should I tackle or get out of the way? If I sidled off the field now, would anyone at all notice? He hasn't darkened the field with his milk-white thighs for 10 years or more. But the more he stays away, and the more his siblings, male and female, surge to ever less probable peaks, the more his reputation is enhanced. Oh, great point, mighty player, they'll say of the latest line ball from 60 yards or so off the weak foot. But a terrible pity about the young lad coming. Sure, he was miles ahead of them. Everyone knew that. A high fetch preventing a certain point is dismissed as a mere trifle. 40-yard solo runs barely get noticed. It all fades into insignificance alongside what the young lad coming might have done if only he had stayed on the straight and narrow. If the club win one county title, it could have been two. If the county win two All-Irelands, it should have been three. No one, by doing so little, has managed to shape the folkloric history of the GAA more than the young lad coming. Sometimes, of course, we must acknowledge that the young lad coming, the best yet of that crowd, does actually deliver on the promise. For more years than we care to remember, every time we stood inside Tuam Stadium, there would be a young Meehan on the field riding out for the Galway Miners. Invariably, he'd play a blinder. Equally invariably, someone would remark on his prowess before deflating it somewhat by adding, "Of course, there's the young lad coming, the best of all them Meehans." The pageant went on for what seemed like decades. First Seamus, mighty man, wait for the young lad coming. Then Inda, and Deakin, and Noel, and Tomás. Or did Tomás come before Noel, and Noel before Deck? It was dizzying stuff, impossible to keep track of. One early summer Sunday, though, the chorus stopped. It appeared we had reached the end of the Meehan line. As a Mayo man, this was no great source of disappointment to me, I hasten to add. But our curiosity was pricked all the same. Hubris set in. "Ah," we riled, "has the Tycoolie gusher run dry?" There followed a lengthy silence. "A Vic," began a wizened old man. "The next one coming. The young lad coming." I hung on his every word. "Michaeline." On his every word. "He's so good, you wouldn't want to be talking about him at all." And alas, he was right, you know. He was absolutely right.